Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Rich Jones, Heather Paulson, Laura Green, Ren Griffin Harrigan, Anthony Sigmund Lowry. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM Alex Newell, and with me today I have
Ben Meredith,
Bryn Monroe,
Lydia Nicholas,
and Helen Gould.
Yes, because we are doing a one-off special, a Beowulf-themed one-off special in 5th Ed. Can we all go around quickly and introduce our characters in case people have forgotten?
He of the Interterminate character voice, Billinger the Gilded.
Yes, your thing being...
I like gold.
Always believe in yourself.
That is gold, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, you're good. It's not Indiana Jones, you're okay.
But I'm not indestructible, so...
I mean, it's not gold in terms of the quality of our podcast.
No, it's not.
How dare you?
I'm Bryn.
I am Larg, son of Thorg, slayer of bears.
Squeezer of bears.
Wearer of bears.
Juicer of bears.
Eater of bears.
Lover of bears?
No.
Who's asking?
Shifty eyes.
Lydia, what's your character, Lydia?
Ungrek the Collector. Give me your bones. Not that bone, I've already got that bone. I will exchange this bone for that bone.
Ooh, a shiny.
Are you not using your kneecaps? Really? I mean, you're born without them.
You don't need
them, technically. Your patella is exquisite.
It's like a proto-Richard Garfield.
Anyway, so that's everyone who...
No, it is not!
I'm pretty certain that's all the
characters. No!
Oh, who's this person?
Yeah. I am all!
Who?
Are you playing someone different to last week?
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain you weren't here last time.
That's weird. Like, we did really well with just the three of us last time.
Yeah.
It was great.
And I was here the whole time! I haven't moved!
That is not true, and the empty pot of cookies.
So, what is Ulf? I think it's Ulf's thing.
His name is Ulf the Unremembered.
Oh, right.
But yeah. He tries not to tell people the unremembered bit, because they do that anyway, because it's a curse.
Literally, it's
literally
an actual curse.
Cursed by a witch for chopping down her prize apple tree.
You've got a really deep and rich kind of like backstory.
You're really showing us all up here.
I like gold, I like bears, I like bones, and then actually just a character.
Many years ago. Yeah.
What makes you think my relationship with bears isn't deep and complex?
Right, go on. We can play this game.
It never lasts very long though, does it?
Yeah.
They die.
Okay, cool. So we are going to pick up basically where we left off. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you're in a hall that's on fire after an oiled Beowulf has been taken by the creature, which I'm going to refer to as Grendel for the sake of ease, even though technically you all failed every perception check.
It was definitely a bear.
I mean, I just do want to correct you. We were actually standing over the thing called Grendel's corpse while Beowulf was shaking his hands, going, very, very good, very good. Well done. Have some gold.
We're going to retcon it. And the door
bloody frame, railroading GMs!
The door frame was pulled in, so you're now... nominally trapped-ish in a burning hall. Oh yeah, there's a back door that's currently full of elderly gnome king who's looking on.
Not very full.
Shocked. No, it's like partially full. It's like half full maybe at best. But nonetheless, that is the situation. Can I get fresh initiative from all of you? Because a lot happened.
It's actually a question. Are there windows?
No. It's a mead hall.
It's
been shuttered up for the night.
Oh, okay.
It gets cold in the north.
9.
6.
2.
12.
You add 3 to that.
5.
You know what? The initiatives were so bad, it's mechanically you're all just rubbish. Okay, so I'm just going to go and head and deal some more fire damage before any of you even act, because it's just one of those days. 14 fire damage from all of you. Just getting yourselves together.
Rude.
they're like, I'm going to skip past it because our poor soundscape artist will have a nightmare. It's just lots of, oh, wait, no, wait, hang on. Wait, where's the thing? Ah, fire! Oh,
guys,
what?
It is so awesome playing a character with actual hit points. Hammond would be about ready to fall over. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Bring it on, fire. So, also, more bears!
So, what are you doing now? I'm not going to bother with initiative order. You all fail so badly. There's no point. The hall is on fire and the Gnome King appears catatonic as he stood there watching his entire, watching the reason you're here to protect go up in flames.
The collapsed door, is it like complete or can we clamber through like their holes and stuff, right?
You could strength check it to try and clear it at like, it's not settled itself into what's basically a wall. You could probably strength your way out. You are all raging barbarians.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
In fact, that's what you did in the first round.
I'll take the strength check, unless anyone's before me. I don't know.
Aiding is brilliant in 5th Ed. Are you ready? If you aid someone, you give them advantage. That's aiding.
I've already got advantage.
Yep. There's no point. You may as well all
if
try
we're all
if
raging,
you want.
Still raging, though.
Do we? So wait, do we all unanimously charge the door?
No.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You and I do.
Unanimously.
Yeah.
I'm not. I want to get paid in bones.
Okay. In which case, then?
I'm the thinker of the group. I've got a plan.
Okay.
Well. Bears, to me! So, Ben first.
Yep. Setting the shield, charge the door. Ooh, roll kind of rubbish. That is...
Add it to your strength save. Yep. So it's massive.
That's 15.
Yep. And Helen.
Okay, so I want to...
Oh, no!
Gone forever.
Thank you. Oh no!
So with advantage, you got on the
12.
Dice.
Oh, 5.
We're just really trash barbarians.
So you all charge.
You run into the wall.
You charge towards the wall and just like. Nothing.
We're a bit
like,
oily.
It doesn't shit.
Oh yeah.
Not if you go prone. It's just you're just pushing at a wall. Meanwhile, Bryn and Lydia's characters. What are you doing?
I'm gonna go over to the Gnome King and be like, we got rid of the monster. You can pay me in exotic bones.
Okay. And Bryn?
I'm going to find...
Can I do an intimidate check? Or
I didn't realise that was an intimidate. I thought that was just a conversation.
I mean, it's about bones.
Is that intimidating by default?
I'm gonna be honest with your character. Pretty much universally, I'm gonna have to assume it's conversation. But at any point, you can just say it's an intimidate, and I'll just have to roll with that.
Can I? I'm trying to convince him to pay me with some bones.
Then roll an intimidate check with his flaming hall on fire.
Yes.
His flaming hall on fire.
I got a 4 minus 1.
I'd like you to RP in as short as you can. Your threat of give me bones with the hall on fire to a catatonic gnome.
Hey, you know the monster that was here. We defeated it proudly, gloriously. See the fire. See, so if you could pay me in phalanges, I'm looking.
The gnome just begins to cry.
A little, but that, no,
he
those
just,
are tears.
He just implodes,
really? No,
falls on his haunches, and starts crying old gnome tears.
Bones don't come out of your face, they come out of bodies.
The crown falls off his head and into his lap, and he just looks at it crying.
Have you heard of the clavicle?
I walk over to the nearest mead barrel.
Yes?
And smash it onto the floor, directing the flow of mead towards the fire.
Give me a strength check. Not because it's too heavy, but it's to make sure that you don't just, like... accidentally hit Ben with it or something.
Why me?
Or the crying no.
13.
You successfully pick up a barrel and go, and smash it. Here's the good news. The good news is it does start to douse some of the sort of fire on the pillars and some of the tapestries that we're catching. However, the water content's high enough that when it hits the oil, it just and gets far more intense, but in sort of the middle of the room. So you've sort of concentrated the fire.
Yeah, Bryn understands how fire works.
I know. You've concentrated the fire.
Larg, son of Thor, does not.
You concentrate the fire into an incredibly hot inferno in the middle of the room.
That, I mean, traditionally in mead halls, that's where the fire goes, so yeah.
The hall is filling with smoke rapidly to the point where it's starting to get hard to see. The main table is now sort of caught in the inferno, and the fire is sort of leaping its way now along the mead hall table, and there's the sort of pop and spark of a few nails flying out of warped wood, and it's getting really, really hot in here.
Covered in fur. I don't know about the rest of you, but this is uncomfortable. I'm sweaty.
Everyone takes 10 fire damage. I'm combining it with the smoke. Just 10, it's a bad time damage.
Ten oh dear damage,
basically.
Okay. This is not going well.
At which point, what are you doing? Not. Again, I'm kind of playing Lucifer with initiative on this one.
I'm going to grab the Gnome King and walk out the back door, because that's not on fire.
So Lydia survives the situation.
If you've seen any clavicles of the ancient woolly rhinoceros...
My father's horn.
Build it out of bones.
Then they won't set on fire.
Yes, if you built it out of bones from the permafrost.
Meanwhile,
I'm going to follow Lydia out of that exit. I do not think more mead will help this situation. I pick up a barrel of mead and carry it with me.
Wise. Save the mead.
I do the same because I decide that, you know.
Aw, I only picked up a king.
And Ben, you find yourself alone. Like, you're pushing, you turn around, and everyone's just gone.
I'm still raging, and my Earl has been stolen, despite going part of his retenue, and therefore one of his loyal warriors.
It was your job to stop this
really
happening.
Really was. I mean, he tried hard to make it
you
happen.
You had one job!
I did have one job. So I am going to continue trying to push my way out and shout, Beowulf!
Go for it. I am happy to kill you at the start of an episode.
That is a 22.
Okay. You managed to push yourself through to the point where you're now sort of in the cave-in, so you're now no longer taking fire damage, but a lot of hall has caved in. You're going to have to do the same again to dig your way out the other side.
That makes sense.
I'm going to, like, actually loosen through with initiative. Do it again. Give me a second check to make it out. Don't fail.
17?
Yeah. He breaks out the front of the building. Now,
does it take like half an hour and we're sitting out there with me?
I'm going to deal with this. So, Lydia's character, Bryn's character, and I think that's it. So, Lydia's character is...
I try so hard not to swear.
It is an eternal struggle.
Mm. So, you make your way out of the back door. It heads into what are... basically, it's a kitchen, because in this kind of mead hall, actually, people would normally sleep around the edge of the hall, and there's armory in there. Like, it's kind of a whole community in a building kind of thing. But they cleared it out, obviously, for all of your benefit. There's still a bunch of weapons in there, but they weren't good quality. There's a reason that they're not being able to deal with their own monsters. Like, they've been outsourcing for way too long, and there hasn't been a proper skill transfer. It's just a mess.
No, there wasn't a good handover period.
It was just the worst, you know?
Yeah,
they didn't even do exit interviews, so they had no idea what they were doing wrong. It was just a mess. Anyway, you head out through the kitchen, which, again, it's mostly just chopping boards because they cook it all in there as well. It's just a larder, effectively. So, you leave the mead hall, Herot, and make it to the village of Herot. Because it's called the same thing, because that's just how they used to roll. It basically is Old English for place.
Fair enough.
The village sort of surrounds the mead hall in the centre, and you can see families are sort of coming out from their cottages, which have all been boarded up against the monster, and they're looking at the mead hall as it's engulfed in flame. The light plays out across the night, and even in darkness you can see the plumes of smoke making their way up. There's like crying children, there's shocked elderly folk. There's basically, you didn't notice this on the way in, but it's just confirming it, there's almost no young people, men or women. Presumably they have all been, you were briefed that they've spent their, they've you had this whole speech like, we have spent the youth of our village trying to protect it. Long story short, it's the old, the infirm, and the children are all looking on as the thing burst into flame. So as you've made your way sort of round and getting distance, because the mead hall's already pumping out heat, like you can't even get close to it, Billinger joined you, soot blackened, and just a bit more tired than everyone.
I will drop to her knees and go, Beowulf!
Citizens! You are correct, tonight did not go well. But fear not, for at the first light of dawn, we shall adventure after our lost lord and recover him from the monster's grasp.
But what about the hall?
Build a new one, out of bones.
It will be a long and difficult struggle to restore your mead hall. But don't worry, I believe you can do it.
He's not even trying to put it out. They're just watching it burn.
What are we gonna do?
Have some mead.
Think of the children. They saved the mead, but they didn't save the hall. They were meant to save. All. It goes on and on. They're all. They're, none of them look angry.
I help myself
just
to
upset.
Mead and then walk off.
Into the frigid north.
I put the king down and say, "You're welcome."
He's just crying. He's just crying.
I'm going to make a little den for myself out of my hoard of furs.
Oh yeah, you could just lie down.
Near the giant fire, which will keep me warm.
Okay. And anyone else?
I lean down to the king and I say, "My name is Ulf," and then I walk off. I need some kind of legacy. It doesn't matter if I remembered. The burning down a meat hall or saving it.
Look, I'll take infamy or famy. It's all good.
I'll get off my knees, look quite sad, grab some mead, and follow.
Sorry, you wanted my name.
I did.
Yes. I believe it's
Lar!
Son of
Thor!
Okay, cool. That guy.
I'm just going to go into one of the cottages because I'm enormous. I mean, we're all
quite large.
Oh, you're huge, like strapping. Like,
these are gnomes, so
you're the pinnacle of physical strength.
I'm just going to crawl into a cottage and lie down on a bed, which will be half the length of what I am.
the bed collapses, but the family are outside crying, so they don't notice.
Yeah, essentially, the bed is a pillow to me.
Okay.
And we'll fall asleep.
So you all sleep to the lamenting cries of the village as their communal hall
it's
goes
like a
up
lullaby.
In flames. And they attempt to put out the flames. You hear them trying. One of them breaks a leg because he's like 90 years old and he's a gnome and he's trying to like put sand and,
we weren't
and snow.
We weren't hired as construction workers. It's our job to hunt the beast, yeah. Which we do at first light. For now.
Cannon. We skip to the next morning. The smouldering ruins of Heorot.
There's a cannon here. We should use it.
Oh.
Do we regain any health?
How
points?
Does healing work in 5th ed?
So, how healing works in 5th ed?
Really well.
In fact, you know what?
Do we have a long rest?
Yes.
Yes, you have had a long rest. And you know what? Because I'm fairly certain you're more familiar with it, Ben, if you could explain it, because you'll do a better job than me. I do understand it, but I'm not good at explaining it yet.
I'm actually a bit wobbly on this one. I'm pretty sure you get half your maximum hit points back.
So we're all down 9 hit points,
yeah.
By my count.
Okay, cool. I'm going to defer to you.
So, the next morning, the flaming ruins of Heorot, still smoking, still smouldering. Most of the families went into their homes. The three orphaned children and their elderly grandmother that would have slept in their own house that the bone collector decided to sleep in. They just cutch up in a tiny, like, one-bed hovel, all seven of them, because there's another family in there as well. Morning comes, it's snowing, and the village, honestly, like, they don't have the people or the resources to rebuild it, so they just start trying to sort of work around the smouldering ruin that is the centre of their lives.
I will leave a drinking horn made from my third best whale's tooth as payment for a very snug and cosy night's sleep.
You hand it to one of the orphans, and they're so weakened from lack of food, because no one can farm, there's monsters about. They just drop it and hurt themselves.
Oh, aww. No.
Now,
I eat some beef jerky. Not beef jerky,
do we have that?
Bear jerky.
What is wrong with you?
Obviously it's bear jerky.
Pack.
Oh, so jerky is in the explorer's
what you have
pack.
Is Schrodinger's.
I just travel with
you,
bear jerky.
You have Schrodinger's explorer's pack, which is, it has all of the mechanically useful stuff, plus anything that sounds good and won't break the game.
I offer the two people who slept with me out in the cold bear jerky as a morning snack.
Oh, that was cosy.
Say the cold. That was quite a nice fire.
Yeah, it's
really
cold.
A well-dressed, for this place, female gnome sort of comes up to you, and I'm assuming that you've all gathered together eventually and are, you know, discussing what to do. And she stands there with her arms crossed and goes, she seems to be about the same age as the king. I hope you're happy with yourselves.
Yeah, it's great.
Well,
good job.
It was not my finest hour,
we
but
lost.
I shall redeem the quest.
Brilliant. Well, nonetheless, the original contract was with Beowulf and his king, so that's fine. We have already paid for the services, which haven't been rendered. So, when we factor in that, plus damages, plus the mead, you did drink a lot of mead. Also, we're going to have to pay for the hovel repair. Naturally, I mean, the insurance probably doesn't cover that. I mean...
I'm sorry, can I just stop you there?
I might chop her head off.
I can stop you there.
No, I'm pretty certain you can't.
Put my hand on her face. Going to stop you there. This is an issue to deal with our Earl, and we're going to go get him back. So we'll keep talking after then. Okay?
Should we stride off?
I think we should.
Yes.
Come, Billing, Ungarak, and our new friend. Let us track
good
the monster.
Good to meet you, friend.
Lovely. Are you travelling with us? How do you know Beowulf?
Greetings. I am Ulf.
Ulf, you say?
What a nice name. I've never met any Ulfs.
No, me neither.
This is news to me.
Striding we go.
So, you hear off from the distance a sort of male voice lower for a gnome, and you just hear,
the reason they're leaving is because they're all cowards. All cowards coming here. Drinking our mead. I said they wouldn't deal with it, and look at them. There they are, swanning around.
I immediately spin around and go and find the source of that voice.
Just going to throw a javelin at the source.
Throw the javelin.
So you start throwing back, and a javelin whistles over your head.
Oh, I mean, I rolled a two.
And doesn't.
I rolled a two. I don't know, but it's plus seven. So.
How much damage do you deal?
1d6 plus four.
Can you roll the damage?
Oh, dear. 2, 6.
So, your spear flies wide of the person and pins the orphan that you gave the bone to its door. Thankfully, it seems to be a flesh wound. It doesn't appear to be, like, you know, killed or mortally wounded. But the cries of the child start wailing out as what appears to be a drunken, leery, young gnome is squaring up to all of you because you're all cowards.
Well, I think our nice friend was going to go deal with that.
Oh, yeah, I am striding to confront.
You can't kill this person. He might remember you.
And I think I'll take a break there.
On that moral quandary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So, welcome back. Yes, Helen's character, I want to say Larg. No, that's your dad, whatever.
Goes my name to this is lady. Ulf.
Whatever, you're a coward.
Yeah. Who dares speak so of Ulf?
Unferth, badass extraordinaire, only survivor of the last hunting party to go after it.
You shall what? Regret your words and take them back right now.
Who are you?
I am Ulf!
All right. Who are they?
They are adventurers and...
What happened to the hall? Oh, my gods!
Will you...
What
be quiet!
Do?
I attempt to intimidate.
Try it.
Okay.
At disadvantage. Because the guy's so drunk, he's not really spotting it. So your first roll was a...
2.
Second was a...
10.
So your total is...
9.
Yeah.
No, disadvantage.
Oh, disadvantage.
Oh!
Not advantage.
Yeah, sorry. Minus 1.
I assumed you'd be good at intimidating. I forgot. You're all taking penalties on charisma, of course.
You built our characters.
Yeah, I don't pay attention. They just function.
Do they?
So, Donferth's just there, like, shut up! Quiet!
I will not.
Waelthio!
Waelthio! How dare you speak this way?
What are you gonna do?
We have fought difficult things and.
We got oil on us!
I hate him. He falls over. The Queen, meanwhile, is just looking at all of this and just tallying things.
So while this has been happening, I'm gonna attempt to track the monster and I'm gonna ask Billing to help me.
Oh, you're gonna do something useful!
Okay. Go for it.
Yeah, I'll help him track.
Do you have advantage on this as well? Because you have the.
Oh,
of course. Sorry.
You said the rule was if I get assistance. No, that's literally why I asked him for help.
Right. That is literally it.
19 total.
So, you...
Assuming it's still based on survival in this new world.
Yeah, it's all the same. So, basically, whilst this argument's happening between Helen's character, the nameless one, and this drunken Larry gnome, and the Queen is getting involved
I'm
now.
Stabbing orphans.
And you're just stabbing orphans left, right, and centre.
It's a good javelin. You can't just leave it there. You've got to go and...
I've got to use it. Out, yeah.
There's a faint cry of, oh! as you pull the javelin out, clean it off, and you're like... Orphan blood. Always stains. No. Anyway.
So sticky.
Ooh, that is a nice clavicle. I can see it really clear. I'll pay you for that. So anyway.
I'm not the bone turner.
So, while this is happening, you start casting about, you know. You bring on all of your innate knowledge of nature and the wilderness, and you look for... broken branches, maybe a slight
is bear, yes, like the code
a slight dip in the snow.
If bear, and then
at some point you realise that there is a trench of footprints leading directly from the broken
hall.
That's
what we were looking for.
Right,
and just, we slept in them last night.
Just tearing through the forest. Nonetheless, you did take the time to cast about, and you're like, I think it's that. This is huge. Like, this thing did not go around anything. It just beeline crunch and just tore through it. It's really obvious where it is. I'm just saying, I could take him. I could take him. I did take him.
No, you could not. You could not even take me.
I could take you. You're just beneath my notice.
Do you wish to put your words to the test?
All right, put your hand up. All right. Behold, on first strike, so fast invisible to the naked eye. Did I hurt you?
I am going to knee Unfirth in the face.
That's fair. I'm going to allow him his AC because although he's not wearing any armor, he's swaying a lot. So if you can just roll an attack, basically. You're not raging in... Yeah.
14.
You knee him in the face. He sails over Queen Waelthio and lands with a flop in the snow. The rest of the village appear to be just pretending... that they can't see what's going on. That's how they're going to deal with this. Like, they just have to pretend that they can't see until you go.
I walk up to Ulf. Stranger! Clearly you are the last defender of this village, but your skills have impressed us. Would you like to join us on our quest?
We... like, 10 minutes ago! Ulf, I am Ulf! I've been here all night! I've been here for months!
Ulf, you're most impressive! Join us and hunt the beast with us!
Ulf, they of the knee! That's what I know you as now! Yeah. Good kneeing!
Yeah, good work!
Quam and Garak, we have found the tracks of the creature!
Ulf, yo, right?
Very well.
Right, you failed us, you rubbish queen! Everyone here loves me, because I'm brilliant.
Can we hear him still, because we're walking off
I'm
so
just
far?
Oh, it's,
he's just fading into the background, yeah. So I'm just saying, you probably, like, with the thing, you will start marching off in the direction of the monster.
Hello, new friend.
I mean, if he was singing a saga about our cowardice, I would have had to kill him.
Yeah.
Just drunken rambling.
So yeah, you start marching your way through... I mean, it's thick woodland. It's one of those evergreen sort of northern sort of Scandinavian-ish.
I'm keeping my eye out for drop bears.
Of course, naturally.
In Scandinavia? You know they're native to Australia.
I mean, sure, in our world.
You think
this is a fantasy setting. Who knows where the drop bears
are? You think these guys went through customs? They're the reason there's drop bears here. They didn't quarantine anything. They didn't check the boat.
And I brought this cane toad with me as well.
They've got no natural predators. Drop bears everywhere. Oh, right. Yeah. Anyway, you carry on through the forest and you're sort of marching your way.
Larg, son of Thorg, is the natural predator of drop bears. And all bears.
Everyone give me, or alternatively, one of you take the lead. I don't mind. I need a survival check to... As you're marching, you start encountering more of these paths. It's clear that this monster has been back and forth, back and forth. And even though it is a huge track, you're starting to run into the issue of which one of these massively obvious tracks is the most recent one. And you have left the forest way behind. You've had no chance to familiarise yourself with the landscape. You literally got off a boat, went, there's the all.
Oof, you are native to these lands. What is your thought?
I am not native. I came here on the boats.
Which boat?
With you!
Really?
We rowed together!
Stowaway! You told me that!
Someone give me a survival check.
Very well. I shall have a look for the tracks. What is everyone else's thoughts?
Oh, sounds good.
I'll give you a hand.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
That was rubbish.
Eight.
Okay. Larg, son of... I want to say Thorg. Yeah. Larg, son of Thorg. There's the path. That's definitely the path. You start going along.
Okay,
here.
I see no problem with that.
And he's adamant. He's absolutely adamant. You carry on. And you know what? Maybe he's right, because you start seeing less of these massive tracks, and it starts narrowing.
Are there any corpses?
You know what? You do start seeing a few bodies of smaller animals that appear to have been sort of attacked or eaten, maybe. And you find yourself at the mouth of a not very small, but a cave that you can all just about fit in.
Well. I shall go first.
What's my intelligence? Minus one. Okay. The idea that we can only just fit in. That doesn't occur to my character. No.
I mean, it's only slightly below average.
Everyone, I wish to try a perception check.
Two.
12.
18.
8.
Okay.
2 minus 1 is 1.
Gary?
Ulf,
you definitely... smell bear. That's what that is. That's bear. This is a bear's cave. He's led you to a bear's cave. That's clearly a bear's cave for a bear. It's a bear cave.
This is a bear cave.
Excellent!
That's not what we're hunting!
We need to find Beowulf!
I agree.
And Grendel!
But first, let me kill this bear!
No!
Slam cut two!
Walking away and there's just a bear over his back.
Yep, literally, like, you have just finished killing, slaughtering, and have done a very poor job skinning because you didn't have much time.
That took hours!
Putting a bear hide on you.
I don't need another bear hide. I'm already wearing four. I do need the bear meat.
Oh, there you go.
We've wasted so much time butchering that bear.
Those were good bones, though.
Oh, let us return to...
Right, back to chasing the monster!
Yes, Wolf, what do you think? Where should we go now?
It's Ulf.
Okay.
Pleased to meet you.
Slam cut two. You double back. You are barbarians. You do know how the wilderness works. You're just not the sharpest tools in the shed. You make it back to where you lost the track and someone went a bit bear mad. By that point, night has come
bear in. Bear madness comes across us all at times. Let us not chide a man for his strange affinity for bears.
Night has come in and it's cold. Even for Bear McBearface over here, it is cold. You are able to continue checking if you want, but if you do continue to look in the dark, you will be taking disadvantages and you will start tiring yourself out because it's been a long day. You walked, you saw a bear, you came back.
Should we
camp? Set camp?
Yeah.
Wait, you killed the bear. Why don't we just go to the bear cave? That looked cozy.
That was ages back.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I mean, it took you like 4 hours from there to get to the bear cave. You spent about 3 hours in there, maybe more. In fairness, he's good at slaughtering and, you know, butchering bears. And then you took 4 hours back to where you started. So you could take another 4 hours back to the bear cave.
Fine.
No, I'm serious. I quite like that to happen. It'd be hilarious.
We'll have a camp here.
I shall take first watch. I am invigorated by fresh bear meat.
Right, I'll set a fire. Bulf, come help me.
Okay.
It's very useful of you to bring someone new along to help with the fight.
Poor Helen has only been here for an episode and a half, and we've already broken her. She stopped fighting.
Helen cursed herself with a witch.
I did.
Oh, 18 or 18. I mean,
on,
not
on
that.
What?
Survival to build a camp.
You didn't say.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. The camp's great.
20.
Yeah, turns out a bunch of barbarians in the wild have a basic understanding of how to set a good camp, you know, sleep above the snow or build a snow shelter, but don't sort of try and stay in wet, like...
Alex has run out of information about the outside.
Honestly, I leave it up to you as to whether you either shelter amongst the sheltered branches of the nearest trees, which have a heavy laden of stone shelter, or take the time to dig a snow shelter.
We do whatever is most appropriate.
Then you will dig a snow shelter in this land, because there's enough permafrost that there's not really much issue with damp. And you all have a lovely night and don't have to make constitution checks for the cold.
And we get the rest of our hit points back!
Yay, yay, you do!
Oh, excellent.
Morning dawns.
No maths required.
The three of you find a stranger in your midst.
Ah, hello, new friend.
Wait, aren't you...
Yes?
A Hrothgar?
No! My name is Ulf! I stayed here all night! I was here all day! I was here the day before! I was here months before! We rode across the seas together!
Did we?
Yes!
A stowaway!
Intriguing!
Particularly you and I!
Did we?
For we rode in the same bank!
No!
We did?
No, I remember. You... There was a gnome.
Yes! That's good
and
enough!
A bear! There was a bear! You helped us slay the bear!
Slam cut two. You have been marching all day following the tracks. And as you have been doing so, the land has started to... Like, it's been a warmer day. You know, it's the permafrost seems to finally be melting a bit. And yeah, exactly. It's
frost.
In fact, it's an unusually hot day. As you're walking, the path starts getting a bit muddier, a bit more, you know, messy, and you start finding yourself amongst an incredibly, like, cold, but nonetheless sort of marshy landscape as you are approaching what's clear to all of your barbarian sort of instincts, a large body of water, probably a lake, something like that.
I take off one of my bearskin layers, shove it in my pack.
It starts getting a bit warmer. You're getting the impression that maybe there's, like, hot springs or something. Again, you're not Billinger. You know, you've heard of hot springs. They're a thing.
I've been to one.
You've been to one. It was great. The rest of you, you're not really from a place where, like, you made a lot of use of them. You heard of them. Billingham, you're kind of familiar. Yeah,
I go to them all the time.
There's a bunch of hot springs.
It's nothing special.
Got this one from a Turkish bath, you know. But anyway.
Got a loyalty card.
Long story short, yeah, you're walking into what feels like a kind of starting to steam up a bit till you're just in a marsh. You're just marching through a marsh and it's getting harder to find the tracks. Can I get one last survival check to track?
Music in my
you're more familiar with this terrain.
I already
How about
did
we
it.
Assist you?
Apparently you're... Yep, I've you're failed. All assisting. No, you get an advantage because someone's assisting you. They don't need to roll. Stop rolling ones!
Yeah, don't need to roll. Thank goodness as Helen rolls a one.
So if someone's helping, you just say, I'm helping, and then the person who's doing it gets a second attempt.
Okay. All right. I helped. Oh, I did help.
Yay! 19 plus 2 is 21.
Get the new kid.
Ulf just walks. Just.
I did that all by myself. I don't remember anyone helping at all. God damn it.
I often black out and then awake, having achieved my aims. So, yes, you find yourselves at the edge of a lake, and the Pat Ulf. It is Ulf, right?
Yes!
There we go. So,
this is beautiful meta-narrative.
So, Ulf, you make it to the edge of the lake, and the lake has clear tracks going into it, and then there's no tracks. It clearly just goes in the lake.
Well, we must swim.
It's down there.
Bones are really heavy.
And it did have a lot. That makes sense. Let's go.
This is some sort of strange aquatic bear of which I am not previously familiar.
It's.
I love slaughtering new species of bear. Let's go.
Wait, if it's a water bear, it could be nearly indestructible.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Those make the most glorious conquests of all.
Yeah, the situation is tardigrade.
Oh!
I am not smart enough to get that joke.
A water bear's scientific name is tardigrade.
They're basically.
If you're following along at home, tick off.
Oh,
like
But now that I'm just imagining a water bear that is huge,
yeah.
And that's horrible.
Yeah, that's.
I only know this because I watched Star Trek Discovery and fell down a Wikipedia hole.
horrible insect.
Oh, are they on Star Trek Discovery?
Sort of. So,
worth looking at pictures.
I suggest we leave most of our belongings here. But weigh us down while we swim.
What if someone takes my bones?
What if someone steals my gold?
Deal
exactly.
with it.
I guess you're all swimming with your stuff.
Yes.
This is the problem with not basing all your possessions on bears. Since someone takes my bear skins, I go and hunt a new bear.
Since there's only three of us, no one can be spared to keep watch.
Ulf dives in.
What was that?
Are you all going for a swim?
Yes, but I'm not yes. taking off my jewellery.
In which case, can everyone give me an athletics check? And Ben, your character... I don't care if you have advantage on strength checks. This disadvantage of swimming out wearing all that gold, you are swimming with a disadvantage.
So, I mean,
I too am covered in bones.
I do have a shield, which is buoyant, so I would like to stop.
No,
my,
no you're
okay.
covered
oh, well,
in
enough.
Gold.
No, that's fine. That's
are my bones enough. A disadvantage? Or are they
no,
just...
no, no, because okay. they've been treated, so they're floating.
Ah.
I've basically left everything behind except my great axe.
I've done the same thing. Do I add this... modifier.
Yep.
Then
it's your strength check. So, like, that one on the left.
No, it's an athletics.
Oh, sorry, athletics.
Yeah, it's the same.
Yeah.
19.
18.
14. 21. Ooh, so you're all swimming out there.
See? Gold floats. I learned that elsewhere.
You say that, it's very clear that he's having a much, much harder
nope,
time.
This is absolutely fine. I'm doing calisthenics. I'm making it hard for myself,
so
I'm stronger.
It's like four or five strokes for every... Like, you guys are just sort of like... Breaststroke.
So just don't
about
this is fine.
Give me a second athletics check, everyone, as you make your way out into the almost frozen lake.
Okay.
With disadvantage, what did you get?
I got a 24.
10.
Okay.
25. 11.
Okay. 10 and 11, you're flagging. You're not sinking, but you're kind of, you're not doing a great job. You're falling
so
behind gold. You're falling behind Mr. Gold over here, who's just his apparent flail randomly a technique is really.
I've got a rhythm. I've got a rhythm now.
Maybe gold does float.
I told you it did.
Like, if you were looking at Ungrak's the weight chart of their equipment, it would sort of be 500 grams explorer's pack.
Yeah.
3 pounds, whatever. 7 tons mammoth tusk.
So,
like, help
someone
me.
Good at adventuring, please help.
help me, my
character is dying.
Help me balance my pack.
Can everyone now give me a con save against the cold? It might be a hot spring, but it's just enough to keep the water liquid. No more than that.
17,
13,
16, 9. Britannicus Maximus, also known as Larg, son of
Thorg,
takes 10 cold damage. Basically, you've tired faster, it's getting in at you. The fact that you dumped almost all your equipment.
I've taken off all my bear skin.
Yeah,
that was
why.
My mistake.
That was your mistake.
Exactly, this gold's keeping me lovely and toasty.
Okay, everyone give me a final athletics check.
You're just trying to get me to drown.
It was always going
to
be
3. Can I get us all to drown?
17.
17?
24.
24?
13, and I'm not happy about it.
13, and you're not happy about it?
12.
12. You know what? None of you have drowned.
Yay!
It took a while, more than maybe an hour, 2 hours. I mean, yeah, let's say 2 hours, and you've been swimming, and there's a little bit of mist coming off the lake because, it's a lot ambient warmer than the surrounding areas. And yeah, you found yourself at the middle of the lake with no sight of the shore now.
In retrospect, we didn't think this one through.
Perhaps we should dive.
Yes, it probably lives under the lake.
Fancy meeting you here in the middle of the lake.
Look, no time for introductions now. We need to dive.
I'm so glad we've got the assistance of someone who lives here in this lake to help us.
Are you?
It's
some
wonderful
sort of...
to meet friendly natives.
Are you some sort of mer person? Maybe a local
no.
spirit?
I'm a barbarian, just as you are.
Oh, really? That's handy.
A well, stowaway.
What are you doing?
I'm
just dying. So, whilst reintroducing yourself to Alan's character and
again.
Since we're diving, what I do is I stop trying and immediately sink.
Oh, like a stone. Oh, yeah. Like a stone. In fact, give me enough. Are you trying to go down?
Yes.
Give me an athletics check with advantage.
It's a lovely little pencil dive. That's a 15.
Just like a brick.
He's gone. A really shiny brick.
It's not even that he sort of like dives down. He's just there, goes, paddle, 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 paddle. I'm going down. Just gone. It's like that bit from Jaws where the swimmer's there and just...
I take a deep breath and dive.
Oh, I see, that's
him.
Wise.
Oh, come on.
Go for it. A similar athletics check.
17.
Yep.
I do the same. 22?
Yep.
24.
Get you guys. So, yeah.
We're all barbarians. You gave us a physical thing.
I know, right? So, you all start swimming down and plunging.
No, wait. The three of us are swimming.
Stop jumping the gun.
We're following the glimmering.
So, yeah, you know what, UGM? Because that's lit. Yeah. You're swimming down and you see just a trail of bubbles as the glint from... what is your character's name?
Billinger.
Billinger.
I love that you remember the one you're supposed to be.
It's because it comes up so often.
Also, just as a note, I am. I just have my arms crossed.
So,
you look like an Oscar.
So everyone apart from Billinger is swimming downwards, plunging into the depths as the Oscar that is Billinger. Just stream of bubbles going up.
And the nominee for best diver is me.
Everyone give me a con save, because it's really cold deep and you're swimming into actual pressure, because you're barbarians and can do that.
16.
15.
15.
No, 13.
Okay. Billinger.
Hello.
You take 9 lake damage. I feel like explaining that you're drawing near the bottom of a lake in the frozen north, plummeting like a stone covered in gold. I feel like just saying lake damage covers it.
It's a Tuesday.
However, everyone give me a perception check.
8. 8.
3 minus 1 is 2.
7.
So let me rephrase that. However... You continue swimming down.
Dude, if you want us to play the game, you have to let us see this one. Like, this is such a problem.
No, it's fine. Give me another con check.
There's a lot more dice in this than I expected. I thought you said it was simpler.
18.
Oh, it's because I'm making you roll loads in this. 18, 21.
20.
20.
10.
10?
Should I roll for damage? Yeah, you roll for damage.
Lake damage.
You take.
Is it? It's
10 lake damage.
It's probably pressurization sickness at this point.
Well, you guys are genuinely nearing the bottom of the lake, and by nearing the bottom, I mean the rest of you are struggling to catch up as Billinger just plummets. Billinger,
I'm gonna get the bend so bad.
You hit the bottom.
Oh no, I'm just
clang.
Not gonna get back.
You literally hit the bottom of the lake, and then start to sink.
Oh, I'll start swimming again.
And I think I'm going to end the episode there.
Oh dear.
The image of a lost golden Oscar at the bottom of a muddy lake.
I am Oscar, King of Kings. Look at my works, ye mighty.
And drown.
So yeah, we'll return
the
next
three
week.
Three of us have had a great adventure.
That's been really good.
Yeah.
Shame we couldn't get a guest.
Yeah.
I should do something about that. Anyway, bye guys.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
isn't it?
For God's sake. I'm so sorry.
They're very damp cookies.
That's not
stuck in your teeth.
The problem isn't that the cookies are damp, it's that you're eating cookies while we're recording. It's a really simple thing to avoid. Like,
well, you've allowed me to put cookies
no,
on
you just
the table.
Did it.
Yeah.
You just, that's not what I'm going to have to explain allowing and like how that works at some point. Anyway,
we're like cats. If you let us get away with something, we just assume that it's correct.
True. Yeah. That, yes.
That's it.